Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The present and the future of the pro-life movement is in good hands, the hands of our young people. I've known that for many years, but it was reinforced to me again last month with the sight of so many young people in attendance at the March for Life here in Washington and at events held by our state affiliates at state capitals across the country. And it's reinforced for us here at National Right to Life again every summer with our college interns and students of our National Right to Life Academy. As I mentioned on the show several weeks ago, college interns have been a summer staple of the National Right to Life office for many years. College students spend about 8 weeks working in one of our many departments. They become vital members of the staff, doing research, drafting memos, fielding media calls, and working at the National Right to Life Convention. In the last 15 years, we've had about 120 interns in the office, many of whom have gone on to become leaders in their local chapter or state Right to Life group. Several, including some who worked as interns for me when I was National Right to Life political director, have gone on to become permanent members of the National Right to Life staff and leaders of the movement in their own right. The other summer program here in Washington is the National Right to Life Academy, a unique 5-week academic summer course for college students with a strong desire to put their pro-life passion to work. These students don't just come to Washington for fun. They have full days of learning and practicing what they learn. Take a look at some of the classes given. The History of Abortion and the Pro-Life Movement. Biological Fundamentals. Stem Cells and Cloning. Life-Saving Medical Treatment, Ethics and Law. Hospital Ethics Committees and Government Rationing. And the tactical use of meeting rules. The program also gives practical experience. The students have to give speeches on a variety of pro-life topics, they are trained in how to lobby elected officials, and they learn the art of doing media interviews. After 5 classes of Academy students, we now have 39 young people who are not just pro-life, but equipped with extensive knowledge and skills that will help them for many years to come. Applications are now open for both the internship program and the academy, so if you know of a college student in your area or even in your own family who is looking to make a difference this summer, send them our way. With all of the challenges we face this year, it's all hands on deck for our movement. More evidence of the remarkable future for the Right to Life movement is the existence of many state and local Teens for Life groups. One of the accomplishments of which I'm most proud from my time as executive director of North Dakota Right to Life in the late 80s was the establishment of North Dakota Teens for Life, which is still going strong today, educating and involving the next generation of pro-life leaders in my home state. These energetic students involved in Teens for Life groups make a difference in their schools, churches, and communities, and they are the ones most likely to know if a fellow student is pregnant and considering abortion. They are the ones who can reach out to her with friendship and understanding, encouraging her to let her baby live. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at how your high school-age children can become more actively involved in the fight for life and the tremendous impact they can make in the lives of their peers and the next generation of children waiting to be born. As always, be sure to log on to prolifeperspective.com for more information and resource links.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.